Paul, thank you so much.
And this is Paul Rowan for Wednesday Talk Radio. Thanks for listening, everybody.
You're listening to KBOO Portland 90.7 FM. The time is 9 a.m.
Listening to KBOO Portland.
Hello, I am Grace Growing Medicine Eagle Reed. I am almost 80 years old, and I want to thank KBOO for allowing me to do another show, Negotiating Dramatic Events. I want to start with a 2,000-year-old medicine song that is designed to open your hearts, get out of your head and get into your heart. I want to address poverty and the children of poverty. Poverty, children of poverty suffer the most. Poverty is still with us. We have to discover why. Yo hey, I yo hey, I yo. Yo hey, I yo hey, I. Yo hey, I. Yo hey, I do. Yo hey, I hey, yo hey, I do. Yo hey, I hey, yo hey, I do. Yo hey, I. Yo hey, I hey, yo hey, I do. Important is it to be seen, heard, and understood? It's the biggest question in my mind, and it's the one I've been asking all my life. I want to dedicate this show today to my parents, Esther Van Cannell and Albert A. Jackson Johnson Dolan. He was Salagi native, and my mother's Dutch. They did the best they could with what they had, but they didn't have much. We live in the United States of America, the world's richest country, and yet they didn't have hardly anything. Therefore, my two brothers and I didn't have much either. The world they were born into was in a deep shadow of poverty and chaos. Caught between two world wars, they didn't know how to make it better. They both passed. They do now. When a child is born in a shadow, the child lives in the shadow of its tree. And if the tree lived in the shadow of its trees, then the child is deeply entrenched in the shadow dance. The shadow dance is one without full sunlight. Sunlight comes in only on shimmering rays, giving the illusion there is sun. Illusion appearing real can lead to paths not easily reversed. Before I was born, the world system of sane government had broken down. World War I determined my grandparents' path. Then, because sanity is not what governments like to do, the world had to have yet another world, World War II. My parents were born into this mess, the Great Depression. I might imagine calling it great. Guaranteed insanity on many levels for many people, but especially people with no monetary means. It was against the law to drink, for instance. So Prohibition days drove people who had no money into homemade bathtub gin. This was a broken system for marginalized, oppressed people. My parents' hearts were broken. Their basic human needs were not met. They had no way to help themselves, let alone their children. How important is it to be seen, heard, and understood? That's the question I'm asking, and I will continue to ask until I pass. Children have a right to education and support. Without this support, too many children end up in the streets, join gangs, become addicted, are criminals, lost to society. The homelessness here in Portland, Oregon is a good example. My mother was homeless. My parents came from hard-working farmers and stonemasons and survival-type people. On my father's side, a long line of strugglers, losers, alcoholics, thieves, poverty-stricken, but tough, resilient people. My grandmother, Salagi native, had 14 children, living on the river in the mud in poverty. In ignorance, my father had many dreams. He was off-the-chart brilliant, even though He easily made it to the eighth grade. He learned to fix cars. He only made it to the eighth grade. He fixed cars. He learned to fix cars, wire houses, repair appliances. He knew stuff. He would give it away for a six-pack of beer. My dad, being an alcoholic, didn't know he was an alcoholic. He loved the racetracks, he gambled and lost most of the time. He had hope, he wanted to be a winner. When he did not win at the tracks, we ate steak and had many gifts. When he did win at the tracks, we had steak and many gifts. But most of the time we were dirt poor, cold, hungry, frozen in those times. And I was born into the shadow of his shadow. Dad died from the cirrhosis of the liver. My mother came from religious people. We can take her history back to Switzerland, but they did not stay there. They moved to the United States and Ohio. My grandmother, Noah, was a minister. My grandfather, Noah, was a minister. My grandparents had 14 kids, as I had just said. By the time they were born, her mom was worn out and didn't have much to give my mother. She probably had some brain damage, certainly emotional damage. How important is it to be heard, understood? How important is that, to be heard, understood? How important is it to be seen as you're struggling to survive, as you're struggling? My mom was smart and pretty, and I heard over and over and over all through my young life, man crazy. My mom had little support except the promise of her parents' religion, her people's religion. Her religion failed her. She loved Jesus, but he was all she had. Her people were not there when she eventually found herself homeless, living in a car alone. She died of cancer. How important is it to be seen, heard, and understood? From these parents, from this background, that was the question in my little mind as I grew up as a child. Huh. Do you think that I was not going to struggle to be seen, heard, and understood? That's actually the purpose of this show. This broadcast. Thank you, KBOO, for allowing me to do this. Oh, boy. I knew that I had to be seen, heard, and understood, and I struggled all my life to do that. I won that battle. I honored my parents. When Mom was pregnant with me in 1943, before I was born, Dad robbed her liquor store and gave my mom some comfort, like food. The police were after him when he and my mom crossed county lines. He robbed a liquor store in Kentucky, and they were living in Ohio, so that brought on the FBI. My mother was about to have me. They got as far as northern Ohio, where Mom went into labor. He left her at the doorstep of a hospital. I was born in Cleveland, Ohio, where my dad was on the run in June. I didn't even have the proper last name. Oh. My growth was stunted as a result of my mother's lack of food. She smoked nonstop. I was born compromised. Long, thin, damaged, and a little fetus criminal right from the start. This was my shadow birth. The shadow dance had begun. There is a world where people have the luxury of dancing with their illusions of safety, justice, plenty, and happiness. There is super wealth in this country, and then there's super poverty. Very few people in between. We have to change this. This is what needs to be changed, and this is what the ongoing purpose of the last part of my life is about, looking for ways to be seen, heard, understood, to alleviate fear, to change this. How can we all change this? So when they caught my dad, the FBI, they gave him a option of going to jail or going to the army, because after all it was World War II. He chose the army. He was shipped overseas for 4 years. He fought and killed Japanese people in the jungles of the Pacific. My mom was alone with a new baby, me, with nowhere to go. My dad's sister, Aunt Mary, took us in. And we were lucky to have her in our lives, but all my father's aunts and uncles, all 14 of them, the women anyway, found a way to crawl from poverty to upper class, upper middle class, as we call it in this country. They all married upper middle class men with good jobs, and they got out of poverty that way. My mother married a thief. Society condemned those who didn't marry well. My mother was under this shadow for 3 years until my father got back from the war. My father was damaged when he returned. My mother was damaged at birth. The damage continued. Damaged people stay that way until some miracle occurs. Sometimes the miracle doesn't appear. This is what needs to change. This is really what needs to change. I wrote this poem many years ago. Born somewhere, someplace, somehow, in some hospital, some bed or alley or car, born 5 to 7 pounds, more or less, meth addicted, smoked, pickled, punked out, wanted and not loved, coming out with every angry bone, coming out with angry bones, shall we say, launched out with or without thought. You didn't ask me to be born. Children privileged, undereducated, underplanned, under a higher, under a bridge screwing up somewhere. It's hard to be human. Required, however. Born alone with some mom. Born alone. Spawned by a father born alone. We die alone. Excuse me, I was born, so deal. Yeah. This mom and this dad, who were not seen, heard, or understood, who negotiated their dramatic events, and me now negotiating my dramatic events, and asking you to negotiate your dramatic events. Society was not kind to either one of them. They were children of the Great Depression. The state of poverty, poverty everywhere, and not a drop too of gold to be found to save us was a reality for people like Mom and Dad. The rich and wealthy had it all and did not much care for people like my kind. Even today, the banks, the wealthy, the rich, the privileged have more advantage than the poor. It's now the year 2023. It needs to change. When will it change? The human race is working on this little by little, but it is going to take great determination and spirit to pull off all the kind of world we want, to pull off a peaceful, kind world that we want. We need a spiritual awakening. My mom was born on January the 7th, 1911, and died on May the 12th, 1993. She was someone's kid once. She brushed her hair, washed her face, put makeup on, dressed her thin, pretty body with clothes. She went to school and graduated from the Fairview Park Nursing Program and the Boyle Business College, drove a car, made love, cried, laughed, celebrated holidays, made phone calls, went to the bank, took walks, lifted her children to her breast, took pictures, bragged about her kids, her husband, and fought with them too. She prayed and cursed. She marveled at the flight of the butterfly. She died homeless. My dad bet on the ponies, bellied up to the bar to brag about the life he had and wanted. He had friends and enemies. He went to war and fought for his country and kin. He loved his dogs and kids and wife. He screwed up on a regular basis. He did the best he could with what he had. He had dreams and desires, most that were never realized. He was a good guy. He died ashamed. They don't do any of this anymore. They are dead. It will soon be my turn and yours. We have to consider why we are here. We are here to do better, to be kinder to one another. We must not leave this world the same condition we found it in, or how they found it in. My task is to honor their suffering. We just must do better. No one asked me to be born. I did not have a choice. Nobody consulted with me about who my parents were going to be. This pissed me off later on. I stayed pissed off for years. I became an addict and alcoholic. This was a big non-negotiable shadow. This was a huge dramatic event. This shadow drowned me and kept me in darkness for many years. I had anger and resentment. It was a big deal. But the shadow kingdom thrives on the dubious luxury of being angry. These are killer shadows. The sun missed me. It ached when I was born. An unborn baby should not come into the world pissed off. But I found my way out of that. By the grace of some great mystery power. And I've come to this place in my life on March the 23rd, my dad's birthday. 2023, Portland, Oregon. Broadcasting for sweet, lovely social justice radio station KBOO 90.7 FM. And I come to this conclusion. I am being seen, heard, and understood, thanks to you. I encourage you all to be seen, heard, and understood. Continue to fight for your right. It is your birthright. we will have world peace at some point. It is inevitable. But what more suffering has to be done to get there? Let's all join hearts and let's work on the change we need to end the suffering as we negotiate our dramatic events. Thank you so much for allowing me to broadcast this. Grace Graying Medicine. The show is Negotiating Dramatic Events. This Life 101 trip is scary, fascinating, infuriating, and mysterious all at the same time. It's hard to be a human being that... But since I am a human being, I have to find a way to be authentically human and accept all my flaws, character defects, potential, and most of all, I must treat myself and you with great empathy and compassion to honor all the suffering it takes to be a human. I must celebrate my victories and yours. I must try to stay curious and fascinated. I must keep moving forward into the light. I choose to die in peace no matter how much chaos is around me. I must or I will not have been true to myself and my ancestors that struggled their way through the dark and messy shadows on their way to the sun. It is paramount I stay authentic for their sake and all the sacrifices they made. It's the right thing to do. I have been taught to do the next right thing. The Shadow Poem. This was written by Fra Giovanni in 1513. And this is something that I cherish. I salute you. There is nothing I can give you which you have not. But there is much that while I cannot give you, you can take. No heaven can come to us unless our hearts find rest in it today. Take heaven. No peace lies in the future, which is not hidden in this present instant. Take peace. The gloom of this world is but a shadow. Behind it, yet within our reach, is joy. Take joy. And so at this time I greet you with the prayer that for you now and forever the day breaks and all the shadows flee away. Hi, I'm Grace, ER, and this is Negotiating Dramatic Events, KBOO show, a new KBOO show. I want to talk about something that's very hard to talk about, but I have some personal experience with this, so I want to address suicide. I want to tell you a story. I had a brutal childhood, absolutely brutal, and I was a kid of the 60s, and I got involved with a lot of alcohol and drugs, like a lot of the 60s people did, and did stuff that 60s people do, although not all of it is true. But well, while people were moving on and getting away from being a kid of the 60s, some of us couldn't stop drinking and drugging, so I became a full-blown alcoholic addict. And I ended up being a full-blown alcoholic addict until I was in my early 40s. By then I had had a daughter, and by then I got married. I was married twice. I was married to a flyboy from Federal Aviation, and I had an upper middle class life. And my then husband drank also. We had a decent life. But I couldn't stop drinking. And I bottomed out in the late 70s with in just absolute the darkest pit that anybody could find, that anybody, and suicidal people know this. I bottomed out in a very dark place. My soul was just dead. And my husband was a gun reloader. And I went out to the garage and I got a German Luger with a clip. And I set a bottle of Wild Turkey whiskey on the kitchen table. And I drank that. And after that, I picked the gun up and put the clip up in there and put the gun to my head and pulled the trigger. Okay, so I'm either a darn good ghost right now or the gun didn't go off. And the point is the gun didn't go off because I was too drunk and too stoned to load it correctly. One thing about a German Luger is if you don't get the clip up there just right, it won't go off. So I was very, very blessed, very fortunate. But it was a suicide attempt, and it took me many, many years to solve that and get straight with that inside myself and get straight with my family about all that. I joined an organization that helped me out quite a bit. I've got 43 years of sobriety these days, so I have some incredibly good success with that. But I know what it's like to be suicidal. I know what it's like to want to put a gun to your head and pull the trigger. I know what it's like to want to jump out in front of a bus. I know what it's like to be going death by cop. I know what it's like to take pills. I know what it's like to just want the heck off this planet because things just aren't going well. Things just aren't going well. Not only well, but I'm in, at that point, we're in tragic expression of unmet needs. And when I'm in tragic expression of unmet needs and my needs are not being met, then I am in absolute, ultimate tragedy. And many don't make it out. And right now, in Portland, Oregon, where I live now, there are many, many children that are dying. There are many teenagers that are dying. There are many people that are dying from despair, absolute, utter despair. So I want to use my time on this show, I'm going to be recording once a month, and I want to talk about suicide, because it takes one to know one, I think. I want to reach out and see if there's anything any of us can do to help prevent that. Thanks. Of all the people that are not heard, seen, and understood are people who are in despair. And since this the basis or the bottom line of this show is a question, are you being seen, heard, and understood? I thought this would be a good way to approach. How do I get seen? How do I get heard? How do I get to be understood? Especially if I'm suicidal in nature. So that's the whole premises of these of this talk. Anyway, so more later. Thanks for listening to me, and this is KBOO. Everybody hurts. it's an appropriate lead-in to talking about people in despair and thinking about suicide. I think we don't know how valuable we are. We really don't know how valuable we are to each other, to the community we're in, to the world we're in. We really don't understand that until we bottom out on some level. We hear, we get involved with groups or people that can understand us, etc. Anyway, we're going to be talking about solutions to feeling not seen, not heard, not understood, and in despair. Thank you. Yes, you're listening to Grace Going Medicine, honoring the eagle that brings the reed of understanding and compassion. I want to thank KBOO Community Radio 90.7 FM for allowing me to do my show, Negotiating Dramatic Events. We'll be talking about different issues around the gift of being seen, heard, and understood, how not to be seen, heard, and understood, maybe. We'll approach it from many different angles. What does it mean to be seen, understood? What does it mean to be a human being on planet Earth at this time, 2023. I just want to thank everybody for listening to this new show, and I wanted to thank KBOO for broadcasting. Thank you. I will be interviewing other people. I am going to be interviewing people from all walks of life. So stand by for some interesting dialogue on the subject. Thanks so much. Poverty in this country is